they never talk about it. Not in books, not at business luncheons, not when they're boasting about their success. I'm talking about the grind, the real work, the necessity of the grind. You see, when people think about growth, they imagine something glamorous, something sparkling, something you'd want to photograph and put up on the wall. But let me assure you, the truth is a little less polished. Growth isn't glamorous. It's not spotlight and applause. Growth is found in repetition, in routine, and in resistance. I remember when I started in business, I had dreams like anyone else, big dreams, ambitious dreams. And in my imagination, it was all going to unfold quickly and easily. The big break, the applause, the breakthrough. Oh, it looked good in my mind. But then came reality. And reality had a broom, a dustpan, a stack of things that needed to be done. Calls to make, books to read, miles to travel, hours to spend, not in celebration, but in preparation. Here's what I discovered. The grind is where ordinary effort is transformed into extraordinary skill. That's where the miracle happens. But it doesn't feel like a miracle. It feels like early mornings and late nights. It feels like doing it again and again and again until something finally shifts. If you're waiting for the glamorous part, you may be waiting a long time. Growth hides in the places most people refuse to look, in the corners, in the shadows, in the routines that don't make the news. And let me tell you something important. Without the grind, talent stays potential. There's nothing automatic about becoming great. Talent is a promise, but the grind is the fulfillment of that promise. How many people have you met with talent to spare, but no discipline to match it? How many times have you looked in the mirror and said, if only I'd worked a little harder, stayed a little longer, gone a little further? That's the conversation the grind wants to have with you. You see, the grind is not a punishment, it's not a sentence, it's not something to avoid. The grind is the invitation. It's the narrow gate, and only a few accept it. Why? Because the grind is repetition. It's picking up the book again when you'd rather pick up the remote. It's making the next phone call when the last five didn't go your way. It's getting up early, even when you didn't get enough sleep the night before. It's saying no to the easy path, the shortcut, the quick fix, and saying yes to the hard road that leads somewhere meaningful. That's what separates those who watch life from those who change life. The grind is not just about what you do, it's about what you become in the process. Each repetition carves a new level of skill, a new layer of strength. Each routine, each small act of discipline is another step in building the life you desire. I challenge you today, look for the grind in your own life. Where have you avoided it? Where have you looked for shortcuts when you knew the long road was the right road? Where have you mistaken comfort for progress? Remember, it's in the grind where the seeds are sown, and it's in the grind where the harvest is guaranteed. So don't ask for an easier life. Ask for the strength to endure the grind. Don't wish for fewer problems. Wish for more skills, more resilience, more routine, more repetition, more resistance. Because on the other side of the grind, there's growth. And not just any growth, but the kind that lasts. That's the necessity of the grind. Ordinary effort, made extraordinary by the decision to keep going when it would be easier to quit. So if the grind is necessary, the question becomes, how do you make it through? What keeps you coming back day after day, long after the initial excitement has faded? The answer, my friends, is discipline, specifically the discipline of daily effort. I've met people who believe motivation is what separates the successful from the unsuccessful. They say, if only I felt more inspired, if only I was in the right mood. But let me share a secret. Learn the hard way. Winners don't rely on motivation. Winners rely on schedule. See, motivation is like the weather, unpredictable, changing, sometimes sunny, often cloudy. But a schedule, a routine, that's like the rising of the sun. It's dependable, it's consistent, and consistency is the builder of empires. Think about this. The daily grind isn't punishment, it's preparation. Each morning you follow your schedule, you lay another brick in the foundation of your future. It's not about suffering, it's about building. Would you rather build your life on fleeting feelings or on the rock of daily, deliberate action? I used to wonder how some people kept going year after year, even when results were slow or invisible. What I found is that they built habits that worked for them, even when they didn't feel like working for their habits. They set the alarm for the same time. They read the books, they made the calls, they walked the track, whether or not the Spirit moved them that day. Consistency is what builds the muscles of mastery. Not one grand gesture, not one day of feverish activity, but the steady pulse of action over and over until it becomes who you are. Each day you stick to your disciplines, you put another coin in the bank of your own character. And let me tell you, that account grows. It compounds. It starts to work for you, even on the days you're tired or discouraged. But it's easy to look for an easier way, isn't it? Maybe you've told yourself, I'll get back on track next week, or I just need a break from the routine. But every day you postpone, every routine you abandon, is another day lost in the battle for your own potential. So let's turn it around. Treat your routine not as a prison, but as a passport. Every small discipline, each call, each meeting, each hour spent reading, stamps your passport for a better life. And if you make it a daily habit, pretty soon, it becomes a part of you. It's your identity. People look and say, how does he do it? How does she keep going? The answer is simple, discipline. But discipline is not something you're born with. It's something you build, you practice it, you stumble and get up, until one day you realize the routine is carrying you. The daily effort is preparing you for the bigger battles ahead. There was a time when I thought discipline meant denying yourself pleasure, saying no to everything fun, but that's not it at all. True discipline is about saying yes to your future. It's about being loyal to your own possibilities. It's about showing up. Day in and day out. Because you know each day counts, especially the days when you don't feel like it. So I invite you to examine your daily schedule. Is it built around comfort? Or is it built around growth? Do you rely on feelings? Or have you put the routines in place that will build your future, regardless of how you feel? Remember, the daily grind is not a punishment. It is preparation. Preparation for the life you want, the strength you'll need, and the person you're meant to become. Stick with your disciplines. Build your routines. Let your schedule become your partner in progress. Because when motivation is nowhere to be found, your schedule will still be waiting for you, ready to take you another step closer to your dreams. Now, I don't want to sugarcoat it. There will be tough times. There will be pain. And most people will run from that. But every winner that I know has learned to respect those tough times. They respect the pain, that sting, that ache, that discomfort that shows up as soon as you decide to reach for something bigger. Now, we're not talking about the pain of injury or the kind that comes from making reckless choices. I'm talking about the honest discomfort that's proof you're stretching. the pain that tells you you're growing. You see, growth always demands a trade. There's no way around it. Comfort for capacity, ease for expansion. If you want more, you have to become more. And that means leaving something behind, usually your comfort zone. Now, most people see discomfort as a warning. When things start to get hard, when the routine starts to bite, they say, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. But let me give you a new lens today. Pain is proof of progress. The grind hurts, not because you're failing, but because you're forming. You're building new muscles of character, of patience, of skill. I remember those first years on the road giving talks to empty chairs, getting more rejections than invitations. Every no stung. Every empty seat felt like a defeat. But every time I stood up again, every time I went back to the routine, I was growing something inside. A tenacity you can't get from easy victories. Discomfort became my teacher. It pointed out my weak spots, but it also showed me what I was willing to endure to become better. Ask anyone who's built something worthwhile, a business, a relationship, a career, and they'll tell you the grind never feels easy. You don't get to stretch without some strain. That's the law of growth. Just like lifting a heavier weight in the gym, you've got to push past what's comfortable if you want to see new results. And yes, it hurts, but that's how you know it's working. Don't mistake pain for punishment. Think of it as the price of admission to the next level of your life. If you're feeling the grind, if you're worn out, stretched thin, tempted to quit, pause and recognize what that means. You're right where you should be. That discomfort is not the enemy. It's the sign you're on the right track. So, when the grind gets tough, when your mind starts looking for exits, remember that every great reward is built on a foundation of endured discomfort. The discipline to keep showing up, to keep working through the pain, is what separates those who grow from those who just go through the motions. If the pain is honest, if it's the pain of pushing your limits, not the pain of breaking yourself, then wear it like a badge. It means you're forging something new. You're making deposits into the account of your own strength. And one day, you'll look back and realize it wasn't the easy days that shaped you. It was the tough ones. So today, wherever you are, whatever you're working on, don't shrink from the pain of progress. Don't trade away your discomfort for short-term relief. Trade it for long-term capacity. Every ache, every setback, every difficult morning is a brick in the foundation of your growth. That's the grind. That's the proof. When you feel the sting, remind yourself, this is what change feels like. This is what forming new habits, new skills, new levels of excellence demands. The grind hurts not because you're failing, but because you're forming something that wasn't there before. Now, pain can be challenging, but here's one that sneaks up on anyone working for something worthwhile. Boredom. That creeping dullness when the excitement has faded and you're left with nothing but repetition. Now, most people see boredom as the signal to change course, to look for something new, to chase a fresh thrill. But that's not how winners think. The great divide in life is right here. Between those who quit when it's dull and those who keep producing through repetition. See, real progress is rarely exciting. It's not a parade every day. It's not fireworks and fanfare. Most of the journey is quiet, ordinary, sometimes even a little boring. And that's exactly where most people give up. But if you look at the people who get results, real, lasting results, they all have this in common. They learn to turn boredom into leverage. They find a way to keep going, even when the feelings of excitement have long disappeared. They do what needs to be done, whether or not it feels new. You see, the grind rewards those who stick with it, especially when it's dull. The secret is to fall in love with the process, not just the outcome. The process is where you learn, where you sharpen your skills, where you build your character. If you can learn to find joy in the simple act of showing up and doing the work, no matter how many times you've done it before, you put yourself in a category most people never enter. I remember the long evenings of practice, repeating the same lines, refining the same stories over and over. It wasn't glamorous, but each repetition made me just a little better, a little sharper, a little more ready for the big opportunity when it finally came. That's what boredom can do for you, if you let it. Most people get stuck in the search for novelty. They want every day to feel like the first day. But if every day is a new beginning, there's never a finish. Winners understand this. Mastery comes from repetition, not novelty. Progress comes from depth, not just variety. So how do you turn boredom into leverage? You start by reminding yourself what the repetition is building. Every time you go through the motions, you're not just passing time, you're investing it. You're stacking up small improvements, tiny advantages that add up to something extraordinary. When you feel the urge to quit because it's boring, that's the cue to double down. That's your signal to outlast your old self, to keep working through the routine, to keep producing even when it doesn't feel exciting. The process becomes your ally. Find small ways to improve each time. Tweak something. Measure your progress. Make it a game if you have to, but stay in the process. That's where the leverage comes from. The longer you stay, the deeper your roots go. And when the winds of challenge blow, it's the deep roots that hold you steady. Winners find joy in process, not novelty. They find satisfaction in doing ordinary things extraordinarily well. And over time, the process transforms them. They wake up one day with skills most people never achieve, simply because they didn't quit when it got dull. So next time you're tempted by boredom, remind yourself, this is the test. This is the moment where the mediocre turn back and the determined move forward. Turn your boredom into leverage. Let it push you to new depths of discipline and new heights of mastery. Because if you can outlast the dull days, the world eventually rewards you with days you never dreamed possible. But you've got to stay in the process. Find your rhythm and let the grind do its work, even when it feels like nothing's happening. That's how you turn boredom from an enemy into your greatest advantage. So how can we apply this in our life? If you're going to stick with the grind, if you're really going to keep growing, day after day, year after year, you can't leave your progress up to how you feel. Emotion is temporary. Systems are permanent. It's easy to start something new when you feel fired up, isn't it? That rush of excitement, the thrill of a fresh goal. But the trouble comes later, when the excitement wears off, when you're tired, discouraged, or distracted. That's when your emotions can turn against you. They'll whisper reasons to skip, delay, or give up. If you haven't built a framework, a system, those whispers can win. Winners automate their progress through structured routines. They set up systems that work even when they don't feel like working. Think about the athlete who shows up for training, not because of a wave of motivation, but because the schedule demands it. The writer who sits down each morning to fill a page, whether inspired or not. The business owner who opens the shop on time, rain or shine, because the routine is already in place. You see, if you depend on emotion, you're at the mercy of every mood, every setback, every change in the weather. But when you build a system, You put your growth on autopilot. Your system becomes the rails that keep your train moving forward. Steady, reliable, unshakable. Now, building a system isn't complicated, but it does require honesty and commitment. Start by deciding what matters most to you. Maybe it's reading each morning, making 5 calls a day, going for a daily walk. Set the rule. Write it down. Make it visible. Then guard that rule with your actions. Don't trust yourself to remember. Trust your system to remind you. The beauty of a system is that it frees up your mind for bigger things. You don't have to wrestle with yourself every day over whether or not to act. The decision is already made. Your job is just to follow through. This is where so many people stumble. They let their feelings run the show, but feelings are fickle. They come and go. A system, though, it stays. It catches you when you're falling, carries you when you're tired, nudges you forward when you'd rather stand still. And remember, the best systems are simple. Don't try to overhaul your whole life in a single day. Pick a handful of key actions, build a routine around them, and protect that routine like your future depends on it. Because it does. When the day comes, and it will, when you don't feel like it, when the grind feels heavy, that's when your system takes over. You show up, you follow the plan, and before long, you find yourself moving forward again. That's progress built on a foundation that lasts. So ask yourself, where are you relying too much on emotion? Where could you put a system in place, a routine, a structure that would make progress automatic? Don't just hope you'll act. Make it hard not to act. Set up your environment, your reminders, your schedule, so that even on your worst days, the grind keeps going. Systems beat emotion every time. Structure beats willpower every time. That's the secret. Build a framework that carries you through fatigue, through discouragement, through every reason to quit. Winners automate their progress. They set up the rails, then let the train run. Over time, those simple systems, those ordinary routines, carry you to extraordinary places. Let the grind be built on systems, not just feelings. That's how you guarantee you'll keep moving forward, even when your emotions say otherwise. Here's what I've learned. Most people overestimate what they can do in a day and underestimate what they can accomplish in a year with steady discipline. One workout, one study session, one phone call. Small acts repeated daily become irreversible momentum over time. You see, discipline works like interest in the bank. Put in a little each day, and at first, it doesn't seem like much is happening. The results are invisible. The changes are small. But just like compounding interest, discipline starts to grow on itself. A year down the road, 2 years, 5 years, suddenly you look back and hardly recognize yourself. That's the power of sticking with it. Let me give you a picture. Imagine planting a tree. The first day, nothing happens. The first week, the first month, still just a little sprout. But day after day, as you water it, nurture it, protect it, that little tree starts to take root. The roots grow deeper, the trunk gets stronger, and soon it becomes something sturdy, something that stands the test of time. Discipline is the same way. You may not notice the change each day, but over time, the results become impossible to ignore. I remember the early days, making the calls, reading the books, working the plan. Some days it felt like progress was moving in slow motion, but I made myself a promise. I would show up every day, do the work, put in the effort, no matter how small the step. Looking back, I can see it was those little acts of discipline, done when nobody was watching, that made all the difference. Each disciplined day compounds. Miss one, and it won't set you back much. Miss two or three, and you start to lose ground. but stack up enough days, keep adding those little victories, and soon you build a mountain of momentum that can carry you through the toughest storms. You don't have to take giant leaps. You just have to take small steps, again and again without quitting. Consistency beats intensity every time. One workout doesn't get you in shape, but 100 will. One good meal won't transform your health, but 1,000 might. It's the daily repetition that changes your destiny. Ask yourself, where can you start compounding discipline in your own life? What's one thing you can do every day that will pay off a year from now? It doesn't have to be dramatic. Maybe it's reading for 15 minutes. Maybe it's writing a single page. Maybe it's making one more call, saving one more dollar, or expressing gratitude just once a day. Those acts add up. Remember, every day you choose discipline. You're not just investing in today. You're building something that lasts. Momentum doesn't show up all at once. It's built quietly, in the grind, as each small act of discipline adds up to a force that moves mountains. When you're tempted to quit, when it feels like your small efforts aren't making a difference, think of the compound effect. Every day counts. Every step matters. And if you keep going, day in and day out, one day you'll look up and realize you've created momentum that's impossible to stop. That's the power of compounding discipline. And that power will serve you well in the future, because the grind will expose your weaknesses. It will reveal your blind spots, highlight your flaws, and sometimes knock you off your feet. But here's what separates those who grow from those who give up. Winners reframe failure as feedback. I've met so many people paralyzed by the fear of making a mistake. They tiptoe around opportunity, worried they'll get it wrong. But let me tell you, the grind doesn't punish you with failure. It instructs you with feedback. Every stumble, every misstep is a teacher in disguise. The grind shows you exactly where you need to improve. And if you listen carefully, every mistake delivers a lesson you couldn't buy in a book. When you're knee-deep in the grind, failure is not a sign that you're unworthy or that your dreams are out of reach. It's simply data. If you tried something and it didn't work, you've just learned one more way not to do it. Winners extract lessons instead of excuses. I remember the presentations that flopped, the deals that didn't close, the routines that seemed perfect in theory but fell apart in practice. Each time, the pain was real. But each time I made a decision, not to run from the lesson, but to lean into it. Ask yourself, what is this trying to teach me? Where is the adjustment? That's the mindset that turns every failure into a stepping stone. If you avoid the grind because you fear failure, you'll never find your limits or your true capabilities. Failure is the grind's way of pointing out what still needs work. It's not the end, it's a checkpoint. Winners are curious, not crushed. They look at failure, not as a verdict, but as valuable information. Remember, you are not your mistakes, you are what you learn from them. That's the key. Growth demands that you face your shortcomings honestly and use the feedback to get better. If you miss the mark, don't just bury the evidence. Study, eat. Ask what you could have done differently, what skill you need to sharpen, what mindset you need to adjust. The grind is relentless and it's honest. It has no patience for excuses, but it rewards those who are willing to extract the lesson and try again. Every champion was once a beginner, awkward and uncertain, who failed more times than they succeeded, but they kept learning. They built a relationship with failure that was rooted in curiosity, not shame. So the next time the grind trips you up, resist the urge to hide or give up. Instead, see the setback for what it is, a clue, a signal a valuable piece of feedback. Let failure teach you, guide you, sharpen you. When you reframe every mistake as a lesson, you unlock the ability to grow faster and farther than you ever thought possible. Don't run from the grind just because it exposes your weaknesses. Embrace the exposure and let it make you stronger. Every lesson learned is another brick in the foundation of your success. The grind is simply the process of turning weakness into wisdom and mistakes into mastery. That's the secret. Let the grind teach you. Extract the lesson. Leave the excuse behind. So, you tell me, what's the real prize of the grind? Is it the money, the applause, the trophies, the titles? Not really. The ultimate goal isn't to escape the grind or to finally be done. The ultimate goal is to embrace the grind as part of who you are. To let growth become your identity, not just your outcome. You see, there's a shift that happens after you've gone through the repetition, endured the pain, mastered your systems, and compounded discipline day after day. At first, you show up because you want the reward at the end of the road. You want the recognition, the achievement, the finish line. But after a while, you discover something even greater. The process itself becomes the reward. You don't just do the work, you become the kind of person who works. You don't just seek growth, you become someone for whom growth is as natural as breathing. This is where most people miss the mark. They're chasing a result, thinking, if I can just get there, then I'll be satisfied. But as soon as they reach one finish line, another one appears. There's always a new goal, a higher hill, another summit. But if you make the process itself your identity, you'll never be left empty-handed. Every day spent in the grind becomes its own victory. Every act of discipline, every adjustment after setback, every ordinary routine followed with extraordinary commitment, that's a win, no matter what the scoreboard says. Ask yourself, who am I becoming as a result of this grind? That's the real question. Because growth that sticks is not about crossing something off a list. It's about transforming your standards, your habits, your character. You can lose the trophy. You can lose the job. You can lose the applause. But you can never lose who you've become in the process. When the grind is no longer something you endure, but something you embrace, when it becomes part of your story, your standards, your self-respect, then growth is inevitable. You'll find joy in the early mornings, meaning in the late nights, and purpose in the repetition. That's when the grind moves from being something you have to do to something you get to do. It's not about being finished. It's about becoming the kind of person who never stops growing. When you carry that identity, you can thrive through every season, good and bad, high and low, seen and unseen. Growth isn't a destination, it's a way of living. So today, take inventory. Are you working for an outcome, or are you working to become someone greater? The grind is not a temporary phase. It's not a stepping stone. It's the whole foundation. If you can learn to love the process, to let it shape who you are, you'll find that success is not just something you achieve. It's something you attract by the person you become. That's the final secret. Don't fight the grind. Don't wish for a finish line. Let growth become your identity, and you'll discover the grind is the guarantee. Not just for results, but for a life of progress, purpose, and satisfaction. The process becomes the prize, and the reward is who you become.